This is episode 322, recorded February 19th, 2016. Packard pokes at Pat Robertson doesn't remember the last time he bumped in the night. I want to thank Tovar Ren from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far east coast, no, I'm sorry, the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Wait, where am I?
I've lost track.
Thank you. Oh, God. All right.
And joining us from the far, far, far east coast in the middle of Sweden. It's Sweden, right?
Yeah, it's Sweden.
Okay. Is Oscar Jungel from YouTube?
Hello, everyone.
And we'll have some interesting questions for him, but that's a little bit later in the show. Over in California, late last year, there was a shooting by two Muslim extremists, and this has come down to a major court battle after the fact. Because apparently one of them had an iPhone, and the iPhone has been locked by the person who owned it, which was one of the gunmen. And the gunman was killed in the process of their attack. And the government has come to Apple and says, hey, we want the access to this phone. Apple in the past has been willing to help law enforcement up until they had their latest operating systems. Right now it's sitting at OS 9. The previous version at OS 8, when it first came out, it stopped that ability so that Apple can't even get into the phone if it gets locked or whatever. So if you lock your phone and you die for whatever reason, and you don't have stuff in there that you don't want anybody to see, the chances are that nobody's going to see it at all, especially if they enter a random code into it, especially if you have it set up for delete all data after a certain number of tries, minimum of 10 tries. And Apple has been resisting the government's request to get into this phone because right now there is no software that Apple possesses or anybody really possesses to get into these phones after they've been locked. But the government is very insistent because of this wild goose chase that they're on. They think that if they get into the phone, they can get, you know, out to the spider web, if it were, and get more information of who these people were associated with. I'm kind of on Apple's side on this. Actually, I'm on Apple's side on this. The fact is that they are resisting to unlock this for any reason, because it comes down to privacy rights. Because if this is allowed to happen, then this software, and it's not just a one-time thing, they will be able to reuse this software any time that the government says, hey, we need it just for this phone for this instance. And then once it's out in the wild, because if you've ever been on the internet and you can find just about anything if you look hard enough, if this software exists one place, it's going to exist a lot of other places. Kind of your thoughts.
And in a letter, open letter from Apple.com to its customers, it said they're shocked by the shooting, but when the FBI has requested data that is in our possession, this is Apple, we have provided it. Apple complies with valid subpoenas and search warrants, as we have in the San Bernardino case. We have also made Apple engineers available to advise the FBI, and we've offered our best ideas on numbers of investigative options at their disposal. And see, the problem I have with this is locks keep honest people honest, but once this genie's out of the bottle, first of all, I don't think that the FBI would be, like you said, I don't think the FBI would be the only ones who
no.
have it. And I don't trust the government. It's not that I'm fearful, I'm cautious, because we're human beings.
Right.
And once the camel gets its nose in the tent kind of a thing, the rest of it follows. I don't think it'd be a one-time use, and I think it'd be really foolish. The amount of data that's available through that encryption is protecting is staggering these days.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They use a strong security that's on the phones, and I'm glad that they do, because this way everybody's rights are protected, everybody's privacy is protected. Oscar, your thoughts.
Well, much like blueberry cupcakes, it's a double-edged sword. Sure, it would be nice to like get the asshole's information and maybe prevent some future stuff, but you know, an open door is an invitation, and if there's a way in, anyone can get in with the proper know-how. So no, I'm on Apple's side. Or yeah, I'm on Apple's side.
Yeah. Trump recently came out, that dickhead. He says, I 100% agree with the courts. He said on Fox and Friends that he's basically saying that he's agreeing with the courts to get Apple to force them to create the software. And Trump is wrong on so many things. What's one more thing?
Oh, I saw that he actually called for a boycott.
A boycott on Apple? Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
No.
To put this into perspective, there was another company. I don't even know if they're even around anymore. It was called BlackBerry. I know it's an old technology. They gave up the keys to the kingdom to several other countries already when several years ago they said, hey, we need a backdoor into all your phones or whatever. So this way, if there's terrorist activity, you know, or whatever, then they can say, all right, we can get in there. And they just said, oh, yeah, sure. That's justified. Sure. And pass it right out. Where is that company today? They're not doing that well, as last time I checked. Apple is still going strong. It's one of the best companies in the world, actually. And they're still holding their ground. And I'm glad that they are.
Honestly, though, I don't think that that is, you know, one of the reasons why BlackBerry is not doing so hot. I think that the average consumer doesn't care.
I think you're right on that point.
Yeah. And I do actually think that BlackBerry is around. I think they make your president's phone, if I'm
not mistaken. They do make some higher-end phones for some business use, yeah. But, I mean, it's not generally as widely seen around as much anymore, I don't think. I mean, most people I come across is either an Android or it's an iPhone. It's either one of the two. I rarely see BlackBerries at all anymore.
That's true. So I'm calling it now. Within the next year, BlackBerries are going to become the hipster phone.
Retro.
Yeah.
We had a comment from Dawkins. He says, BlackBerries are still around. They just lost the battle like Betamax did to VHS.
Yeah. And probably because of the same reasons, too. Mm-hmm. Pornography.
Have you ever tried to watch porn on a BlackBerry? It's not pretty.
Yeah. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not sensual at all.
No.
You have to have, you know, like the ASCII porn, and when you go that route, you know, there's no coming back.
Right. Once you get hooked on that ASCII porn, I don't know. Sometimes it just. Yeah.
Well, the benefit is that it leaves a lot to the imagination, and that can be nice sometimes. But
oh yeah.
It doesn't give you a lot to work on, though, so no. That's a problem.
Yeah, that can be a problem.
That's why I went back to Android.
There you go. Oh, gosh. Dawkins Dog for the chat says, ASCII porn requires a lot of keystrokes.
It sure does, man. It sure does.
And tonight we are joined with Oscar Jungel from YouTube. Oscar, I just have a quick few questions for you.
Yeah, sure.
Where you are you religious, and how did you come to your non-belief if you're not religious anymore?
I am not religious. I am atheist, and I would probably call myself an anti-theist on a lot of topics. And how I got here, well, I don't know. I just started reading things and then realized that, you know, because I used to be a Christian. And I just kind of realized that this is bullshit. Yeah, that's basically it. I started reading more like science, pop science magazines, and that became sort of my gate towards not believing.
Oh, okay. That's a good place to start as any.
Yeah, it is.
How do you go about producing your videos? How do you film and edit them?
Oh, yeah. It's a process. Well, first I find something to do something on, and the process varies greatly depending on if I'm doing a device like I did in most of my earlier episodes. I would build like a ghost hunting device and sort of debunk it.
Mm-hmm.
And that required actually, you know, looking at the device, looking at tons of videos and reading every bit of information I could to sort of reverse engineer it and then build my own. And then just find interesting or funny ways to debunk it. And then basically I will stand in front of the camera for hours because I'm Swedish and I'm not really fluent in English enough to not fuck up. So I do about 15 takes per shot.
Wow.
And when that's all done, I add special effects and up it goes.
Oh, there you go. If we fuck up, it's on record. In fact, your English is probably better than mine. I'm just saying.
Well, there's still a lot of mistakes. So anyway, I never get it right. There's always, you know, something that's wrong.
That's all right.
But hey, you know, I'm Swedish. English is not my first language, so I think I get away with it.
Yeah, definitely. I saw that video where someone was complaining about your accent. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. It's like, there are other people outside of the United States with accents, or, you know.
Well, you know, he could have been German or something.
Yeah, it could be, you know.
Yeah. Mine's the only accent. Oh, that's not a German accent. Sorry.
How did you get into making YouTube videos? And are there any other YouTubers out there you inspired you to start your own channel?
Well, I have been on YouTube since when YouTube was 1 year old. I got on there and started making videos.
Oh, okay.
So I have been doing this for a long ass time, but I've been doing other stuff. I've been doing, you know, like comedy sketches and programming tutorials, 3D modeling tutorials. I had a cooking show for a while. I mean, I've done pretty much everything. And then I started to watch more like skeptic and atheist YouTube videos because that's something that I hadn't done before. I usually watch just fail videos and stuff to laugh at. And then I found Logic and his wife, and they just inspired me to kind of do that thing too. And I've been sticking to this for it's close to a year, so
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which is pretty much an entire year longer than anything else I've been doing on YouTube.
What is one of your favorite video channels other than, you know, Packard Pokeset?
Oh, yeah, obviously that's the number one favorite.
Obviously. Just goes without saying.
Yeah. No, but you have the usual suspect, you know, Logic, Armored Skeptic, Iseth Original, you know, the usual skeptic channels. And of course, Smells Like a Minor, Microorganism, and Poisoning the Well, you know, the other dudes in this little bro community that has grown around Logic's shoutouts.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I like Eggbusters.
Eggbusters?
Yeah, it's on a YouTube channel called That One Show Fun. It's just a dude talking funny and exploring game glitches.
Oh, okay.
It's nice.
I thought he was like busting eggs and like, we're going to break eggs on a piano today.
Today I'm going to break a brown egg with a shoe.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Just egg breaking, busting some eggs, busting some balls, and busting some eggs.
Type that in and get a porn channel. I just know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I got to check out your cooking channel if I ever find it sometime.
It's all been on the same channel apart from a few other things. So if it's not, you know, if I'm not doing it, it's gone.
Oh,
I still
okay.
have like two cooking videos on my main channel, which is really weird. So you can check out sort of the remnants of that.
Okay, I'll look for that. I didn't see that in the earlier work, but I probably didn't go look hard enough, I guess.
Yeah. But the Blender stuff is on a separate channel called Blender Swede. So if anyone wants to learn like 3D modeling or something, you can check that out.
Okay, cool. What do you do outside of your YouTube persona? Do you have a job or do you like go out and hunt mountains or something? Just
Yes, I hunt mountains.
I hear they're easy to catch.
Yeah, no, that's the dead ones. You should see the live ones. They're not easy to catch, and they're not easy to spot either. I mean, it's fucking insane. I mean, you can walk for like miles and miles, and they've been right beside you all this time.
I know, right?
But they just look like scenery, so you never know. No, but sorry, I have a job. I am a psychiatric technician.
Mm.
Working at an emergency psychiatric ward.
An emergency psychiatric ward?
Yeah.
What does that entail exactly?
Well, who knows? It's hard to explain because, you know, it's every day is different. But what I do there, it's probably easier to like say that. And I draw blood, you know, for blood tests. I make sure that everyone gets to dinner on time. I have motivating talks. I sit on suicide watch. Basically, I do everything except, like, put a diagnosis on people. I don't do therapy, and I don't administer medicine. But other than that, I pretty much do everything.
Okay. So you don't get those people that, you get the bad person that sit on suicide watch is like, you're going to jump? Yeah, I bet you're not going to jump. I bet you're not going to jump. You know, I dare you to jump.
No. I'm the dude that takes care of them after that.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. And other than that, you know, I don't have time for anything. I want to play video games and I want to make music and I don't have time. I do YouTube, I work, and I try to sleep.
Sleep. Wait a minute. I'm not getting my memos again. The sleep stuff. What is it? Everybody keeps mentioning the sleep stuff. What is that exactly?
Yeah, I don't know. It's happened like once, and I don't remember any of it.
I never remember. I think I've had it happen a couple of times. I can't remember what the hell happens though.
No. I think it's like when you get really drunk. I think that's pretty much like sleep.
Wait, drunk? Wait a minute. This is another new concept. Drunk. I'm gonna write this down. Drunk.
Yeah. Okay. You should look that up.
I should look that one up.
Kind of good.
Okay. I have another quick question here. I noticed in your YouTube videos, you're always popping a beer at the end or somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my god, I can't deal with these people anymore. And you pop one, you kind of throw one back. Has ever gotten comments like, oh my god, why are you getting drunk on the air or on your YouTube video? Or do they just kind of like get it, you know?
And most people actually say that they drink with me.
Mm.
You know, my hardcore audience. No, I've never gotten anything, you know, like, oh, you shouldn't drink on air.
Okay.
You're a whore. No, I haven't heard that. At least not yet. But I bet someone's gonna.
Oh yeah, eventually it's gonna come that way. You know, it's inevitable. You know, like death and taxes.
Well, there is a Pabst Blue Ribbon in this last episode, so I'm probably gonna get some comments on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, especially here in Wisconsin, when you drink one type of beer, they're like, "Oh my god, why are you drinking that? That's just like piss water or whatever."
Well, Pabst is piss water.
I've heard that from so many people, but I'm just like, oh, I'm not a big drinker myself. I'm not, beer is not one of my specialties.
Okay. So,
but tell that to my family, and they think I'm the Antichrist all of a sudden, you know. It's like, you don't drink beer? Yeah. What are you? What's wrong with you?
So. Wait, you're not?
No, the Pabst is for a gag. And honestly, when I first had a sip, I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this mineral water? But I think my palate is kind of whack because I usually drink like the beers that taste way too much, and that's what I'm used to. So when I had something that didn't taste like that, you know, it got weird. It got a little bit creepy.
you're lucky you didn't try Zima. I'm just saying.
It sounds like a disease.
It does. I had a case of the Zimas.
Yeah. There's no vaccine.
No. That zombified one, alcohol. Yeah.
It was a nasty ass beer.
It was a beer wine combination.
Yeah, that didn't take. Ooh, yeah, no. it was really bad. It was. Really,
wouldn't
yes.
that make you puke because of the different sugars?
It was like drinking soapy water. That's what it tastes
like.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Yeah, it's real nasty. Anyway, talking about beer now here on the show. Not our forte, but fuck it, why not? Connie, you have questions for Oscar?
Okay. Your alien abduction video. I have two questions, and they're probably not the ones you normally get, so... can you really fix controls on the Game Boy? And,
I can.
You can. You do a lot of that. I'm guessing because you're just saying you're. But the other was, you have a functioning Commodore 64.
Oh my gosh!
I
you have a
do.
Commodore 64.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like mint condition too, so it's really lovely.
Wow.
Do you have a lot of old technology? I mean, older technology. I mean, do you? Is that
well,
just an example?
Not a lot. Certainly not as much as I would want to. Because I just love old computers. Mm-hmm. For no other reason than that it looks cool.
Yeah.
I like the Commodore had colors, but I like the monochrome displays. And I like, you know, I'm a Linux guy. So, yeah, today I use a graphical user interface, but when I did a lot of program, I didn't even have a interface installed. I did everything in text because I simply thought it looked so damn cool. So that's pretty much my main motivation for learning programming or everything. I think it looks cool. So there was never any, like, snobbery, you guys use...
Oh.
Buttons and graphics. No. I just thought it looked so damn cool. That didn't really tie into your question, though. But yeah, that's the answer that you got.
I did actually. I did not get to watch the cooking videos that you have, but I noticed it's about veganism. Are you a vegan?
I am a vegan. Yeah.
How long have you been a vegan?
Vegan probably about 3 years or something, and I was a mere vegetarian for like 10 years before that.
I wish I could. I have a primary. Did you grow up? You didn't grow up vegetarian.
Oh no, I grew up as a meat eater.
I'm still a meat eater. I'm just saying.
You dirty whore.
I'm eating them as fast as I can, man. Don't hurt me.
I don't want to veer too deeply into a too serious a subject, but in your video about ghosts, you were saying, you know, you would like to think that that was something that was real, but the problem being the concept of a soul. And that's what I bump up against too. But then again, I think, well, do we overthink the idea that there's a soul? I mean, the religion wants us to think that it came from God. Go ahead.
I'm sorry if I interrupted you there.
No, go ahead.
But that's part of the video that I'm not actually happy about because it was going to be a response to an actual claim, but that I didn't include that claim in the video. So it doesn't really make any sense and it became a logical fallacy. Basically, but it doesn't have to be a soul. It could be the consciousness kind of doing its thing after you die. But the problem with every, with all of that is the physics. Mm-hmm. How would you facilitate that? I mean, yes. Okay. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
Regardless, so if there's a soul or whatever, it just doesn't make any sense at all to have ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, no, that's really true. We don't have particles just bumping around.
And what would hold them in place?
Non-corporeal.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of need something for them to, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I do. I'll pretend I do. I'll use big words. No, I do. Thank you. I could have a couple more questions, but does the chat room have any questions?
Yeah, is there any questions from the chat room? I have one other quick question there. When you edit your videos, what programs do you use to edit them, and what computers do you use?
Computer, I have no idea. It's I'm not good with keeping track of the names of everything. It was a powerful computer when I got it. Mm-hmm. Probably still is reasonably powerful, you know, like 32 gigs of RAM and a Splashroo graphics card with the dual crystal oscillators, whatever.
Flux capacitor?
If the flux capacitor is fluxing, you're all good. Okay.
Yeah. Software-wise, operating system, I've been a Linux dude since forever, basically.
So you're using Linux type software for your editing?
Yeah. Okay. So I use Blender for video editing.
Because
that allows me to do like special effects. It allows me to edit video, obviously, and do like compositing and 3D all in the same software. And then I use GIMP for like image editing and Audacity for audio work and, the standard Linux setup.
Okay. All right. Cool. Questions from the chat room.
Yes, Dawkins Dog asks if I'm not a geek. That's actually quite hurtful. Well, yes and no. Like graphics card names and stuff. No, I don't keep track with the latest Apple phone or the graphics card processor. No, that part of the geekdom of around computers. No. No, not that kind of geek, but I do have a Model M keyboard, and yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from the chat room? He says, I'm the same. If it works, it works. I don't care if it's the latest stuff. Yeah, that's basically how we go around here. We run by the seat of our pants on the show.
Yeah. And, it's expensive.
Yeah, it is. It is expensive trying to keep up with all that crap. I mean, that's more
bring
than...
Bring it home and it's obsolete. It's...
It was obsolete when you walked out the door.
Wives.
Like what? Like wives?
Like wives. Yeah, like get a wife and she's obsolete. You gotta get a new one.
I can't this comment. I've never had a wife.
I can.
Okay, another question. So you backwards engineered those. Obviously, I mean, I'm not saying that they're really complex devices that the ghost hunters use. Just by looking at them on the videos, or did you actually have some working models? I mean, I think you said you don't want to give them money,
Exactly. And I also want to show that, anyone can do this. You don't have to be like a genius. Because I'm not an engineer. I like to tinker with stuff and like build basic things like a tiny robots or whatever.
Fine.
And no, it's not complicated. Most of these stuff is just... It reacts to basic input.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's all been, figure out what kind of input it takes and then just look at the output and try to, based on the input, make it act similar.
Okay.
And since they make money doing that and they're small companies, you can bet both your tits or testicles or ass if you were going to do this gender neutral.
Up in the ante there,
That they're cheap because they probably want to keep their companies running and make at least some money off of them.
Oh, yeah.
So there's probably basic components. Not a whole lot of engineering going on because, time is money and expertise is money.
It doesn't take much expertise to build that one device where you basically took a block of wood and you put the metal pieces down and you rub it back and forth until it stops. I was like, all you need was a little beatbox behind it, go do do do, you know.
exactly. And that one, I didn't have to do anything. I got these schematics online and I compared like schematics from all kinds of sources and took one that's kind of in between.
Ah, there you go.
And then you just printed one out.
Yeah, there was just one printed out. I was like, yeah, you don't even have to do all this. This printout does the same thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, there you go. There's a little wish thinking for you.
And some people actually just have images on the computer and they just, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
They're rubbing the screen.
Oh, I don't know if they're rubbing them or what they're doing. Because, you know, screens and rubbing.
Not a good combination.
I just think of masturbation.
I gotta go get a cigarette now. I'm kidding. I don't smoke.
Computer wants you to leave a 20 on the keyboard. Just
nice screen. Yes.
I don't even want to know what images were on for the dials.
Dawkins says that is not ectoplasm.
It is not. No, that's semen.
Oh, good grief.
Why bananas?
Yeah, why bananas?
Why? I had bananas, and that's what I used. Because most people get kind of disappointed when I say that I'm actually not a big fan of bananas.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, you know, I had bananas and I thought it would look really funny. And then I used the bananas in another video. And then when Logic gave the shout out, it was, you know, banana wielding Ghostbuster. And, you know, basically every other comment is about bananas. So they're... I'm stuck with the bananas.
I'm so sorry.
At least you don't have an allergy to them. That'd be even worse.
Yeah. No, I'm just not a big fan of eating them, but they look funny. Because, you know, it's a phallic fruit and, you know, I just think it's kind of funny.
Have you like had people like want to send you like banana related objects and whatnot?
I have gotten a few banana-related objects.
Really?
Yeah, I got some handcrafted miniature bananas and ghosts made out of clay. And then Logic and Iseth sent me a banana flask.
A banana flask?
Yeah.
You had that in a video, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
Banana, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw that little crafted one, like with the crafty clay or something somebody made you, and then the ghosts. Yeah, those are cute.
Yeah, I really like those.
Yeah, you could take that into the park and you're like, I'm just here with my banana.
Yeah, I'm just staying healthy, keeping up with the fruits, getting my vitamins.
If there's a way to put alcohol in something, man has figured a way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Can you stick around for a little while longer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Where can they find your channel?
On YouTube. Just search for my name, and there I am.
There you go. And for our audio podcast listeners, that's OSKAR. Last name is JUNGELL for Oscar Jungel. And he's on.
Right on.
And you're on Twitter as O Jungel. That's the letter O and JUNGELL.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us. by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokesAt. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from CafePress.com/PackardPokesAt or make a donation to the show at Patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
Could it be? Could it be?
Recently, Pat Robertson has come out and saying some crazy ass shit like he always does. Apparently, this little old lady wrote into the show asking for advice about some voodoo keychain dolls. And let's hear what he had to say.
All right, Bev says, I'm a 60-year-old widow. I lost my beloved 47-year-old husband to cancer in November of 2012. Afterwards, the only job I was able to get was a part-time job at a local store. Recently, the store introduced voodoo doll keychains, each with its own special powers. I thought about refusing to wait on a customer who was purchasing them and just ask a coworker to do it, but I do need the job. Any suggestions? And I'm making too much out of this.
Oh, no, you're not. You know, God can give you another job. There are many jobs. There are people looking for good employees, for people who are intelligent and hardworking and loyal and all the rest of it. You don't have to put up with that. You don't want to give your heart over to voodoo or magic arts. If they're doing a voodoo doll, the next thing you know, they'll be having a little dollies you put pins in and bring down curses on them. Mm-hmm. You never know what's next. Why should you have to do that? I mean, God can give you a job. I know it'll be painful, but God can give you a job. And hone your skills before you jump. Make sure you got everything in order, and possibly you can line up a job before you quit that one.
Ugh, fucking A. First off, the first obvious part there is, like, she's a 6-year-old widow. Her husband was 47. He didn't catch on to that. she's robbing the cradle there. She was a gilf, man, just saying, you know.
Cougar.
She's a cougar. Rawr. She got it going on. But to his advice, he's fucking retarded. And yes, you are making a big deal out of this lady. I know she'll never see this, but yes, you're making a big deal out of nothing. Because you're just swapping one fictitious belief for another. It doesn't really matter. If someone came in buying a cross or whatever, you'd probably think nothing of it. But because your religion says that you're selling another belief system, then you think that these, I don't know, whatever is going to come and attack you, I guess. There's been instances of like this where a lady was, this, I think it was in New York City several years ago. She did not want to sell certain items because of her religion, and it went to court. And as I recall, the courts backed the business, saying, yeah, this is your job. You get hired to sell products. That's what this lady was doing. She was selling products at a store. Stores will add and subtract products all the time. It doesn't matter what they are. I mean, if your job is to sell those products that the store sells, you're under obligation to do that. I mean, if they will make certain accommodations for you for certain items, obviously, depending on the store. In some cases, they may not. They just may say, hey, if you're not going to do your job, there's the door. Hit the bricks. Connie, your thoughts?
But prayer works.
Yeah, but prayer works, yeah.
You know, and what gets me about this whole thing is Pat Robertson differentiated between voodoo dolls and dolls that you might start to stick pins in and curse people. I'm like, that's the same
thing. Yeah.
You need to go recharge your batteries, Pat. But and voodoo can be used for good. I mean, obviously, it's still just imaginary thinking, but it can be used to for healings and all kinds of other things. We just generally associate it with cursing people, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's the dark voodoo, and the light voodoo. I mean, according to their beliefs. But I mean, but it's all bullshit. It doesn't really matter. It's the same thing.
It
you can say,
matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. You can say, okay, I'm going to make sure that if I stick a pin in you, you're going to get an appendicitis. Eh. Or I'm going to stick a pin in here and take away your headache. I mean, it's the same shit.
Well, why didn't Pat Robertson advise her to go in there and use the power of the Holy Spirit and bind the voodoo dolls so that the evil spirits within the voodoo dolls couldn't do their work? He does that all the time on his goddamn show.
Probably because he knows if maybe voodoo is stronger than his religion, and he's like, "You can't do that because it'll backfire and it'll bounce back off you."
Well, if you hold in a fart too long, it's gotta go somewhere.
True enough. Yeah.
Tempest in a teapot, Pat.
Quick comment from Dawkins Dog. Thank you for your comment, Dawkins. He says, God gave her the job where she is. She's paid to do it, so fucking do it. I agree. I fucking agree with that. I absolutely 100% agree with that. And I saw this on another channel. They were talking about something along those lines. And this person was saying, yeah, these libertards, you know, people who are liberals are going to say, well, yeah, you should not let her make her do that. It's like, I'm a fucking liberal. And I say, fucking do your goddamn job. You're hired to do a goddamn job, fucking do it. Oscar, your thoughts.
Well, my thought is about, you know, Pat's statement there.
Yes.
If God is unable to provide millions and millions of people with food or water, or even able to keep her husband alive in fucking America, how the fuck is he gonna give her a job?
Right.
What's his priorities?
I know.
Fulfilling Jesus' words where he says, the poor you will have with you always. He needs more in those ranks. Pat said it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
He knows.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. I am still surprised that Pat didn't pick up on the whole she's 60 and he died when he was 47. And it was like, that means when they were together before he died, since it was like several years prior, that means she was like in her late 50s and he was, you know, in that area. I mean, about a 10-year time span, but it's usually the guy that's older and not the woman in most cases. So I was like, okay. I didn't catch that first time I thought. It's like, wait a minute here.
Yeah, but she had some real tricks up her sleeve.
Uh-huh.
She didn't have some tricks now, and it was legal. I guess you would not be unemployed.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bet she was real nasty, though. I mean, to achieve that, I bet she did the hot slug and everything.
Right?
She's a man trap.
For Jesus, of course.
Oh, of course, she's saving them.
Right now, the in this market, it's actually an employee's market because it's usually. The last several years, it's been an employer's market where they could say, yeah, I don't like you. I don't like you. I'm not going to hire you for whatever reason. But now it's an employee's market. Businesses everywhere are like saying, okay, hey, we'll just take you. It doesn't matter what it is. So the fact is that he gave this advice to go find another job is not a very risky move for her. She could probably go down the street to the Safeway or whatever and get another job in a heartbeat.
Yeah, if she has a heartbeat, that is.
Yeah, she's 60.
Unlike Pat.
Yeah, Pat. Oh, Pat hasn't had a heartbeat in 20 years.
Yeah. Sorry, I talked over the top of you there.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You know how sometimes you're in your car and you're just driving along and you come across a storm, so you're just trying to get through it and to get to your destination. Sometimes you get people who decide to stop for no fucking reason in the middle of the road, or they pull over off the side of the road because they figure, hey, it's raining too hard and I'm just going to, you know, pull over and kind of try to wait it out. This knucklehead in South Florida is very lucky to be alive, because instead of, you know, pulling all his car off the side of the road, he was busy yelling at the other drivers because they were kind of doing that thing. They're pulling off the side of the road to stop and, you know, try to wait it out. And you get very frustrated at that. And he was so frustrated, he did not even notice the goddamn tornado that was spinning up right in front of him. Apparently, at the time, he had a dash cam in his car, and it captured a small tornado that started throwing debris and everything right off to the right of him. And it's like, I couldn't believe the video myself. It's very interesting. It's on a loop. There'll be a link down below here on YouTube. You can check this out yourself. Connie, your thoughts?
There were two confirmed tornadoes within a few miles of each other in South Florida. And they only had like one woman who was injured when a tree fell on her mobile home. Of course it was a mobile home. Mm-hmm. And he's just, yeah, this guy's, he's swerving around, and he must be hydroplaning. And he claims that he didn't even see the tornado, and it's in the frame of the dash cam. I guess I give him some props for keeping his eye on the road as chunks of tree are taking out a car across across the median from him. It's really very frightening. I don't want to go to Florida. Thank you.
Nobody ever wants to go to Florida. They just kind of end up in Florida. It's the dick of the United States. Everything just kind of flows that way.
Speaking of employees, though, I mean, he was a very dedicated employee because he was on his way to work. I hope he gets a raise.
Hey, I drove through a fucking tornado to get to work. You get a raise, man.
Cut a bunch of people off. Yep.
Although there were some people who were saying that even the most experienced storm chasers, if he was, you know, doing a storm chase, which he wasn't in this case, he says you almost lost Anthony. That's the guy's name is Anthony. Almost lost your life. And if you were a storm chaser, you were not a very smart one. The group had posted to the YouTube comment section, because he posted this video up on YouTube as well. It was like, I couldn't believe it. It's like, wow, this thing is huge.
Well, that's judgmental, because he survived.
Yeah, he did survive. Most people don't.
Maybe he should change careers. I don't know. I mean,
maybe he had one of those voodoo dolls from that store that lady bought, and he had it in the car with him. Oscar, your thoughts.
I really like this video. You know, I like this dude. You know, there's a fucking tornado, and he's just, no, I'm gonna drive. I'm in my car, and I'm gonna drive, and I'm gonna reach my destination. He's just fucking beasting it. I think we need people like that, you know. It's, yeah. Determined.
Right. They do say if you're come across a tornado in your car, don't try to outrun it. Try to go to a right angle to it. I'm like, roads only go in one. Usually, if you're on a road, and there's not like a whole lot of other roads you can always go off to. I mean, so you have to either turn around or try to drive through it. And driving through it is definitely never an option.
Well, in a tornado, you can always go up.
Yeah, there's up.
You can go to Oz. You wake up. There's munchkins dancing around. I'm either in Oz, or this is one hell of a hell of a dream. Oh, damn it, now I'm in Kansas. Shit.
No, I like this guy. And I don't believe that he didn't see it. I mean, he did. It's just, he just beasted it, you know. He knew what he was doing, and he got it done.
That's right.
Yeah, I like this guy. He will make America great again.
Yeah. I'm going to run for president, and I promise I will not run from the tornadoes.
Took it as a personal challenge.
Tornadoes don't scare me. They shouldn't scare you.
War on tornadoes.
candidate we could believe in. Running on the tornado platform.
I'm running on the tornado platform. No more tornadoes.
Oh, it's going to create the tornado to end the tornadoes.
It didn't have a green card, damn it. Go away.
Hey, we have our funny tweet tonight from Doug Exter. That's D-O-U-G-E-X-E-T-E-R. He says, highly trained assassin. 6 hours later, while driving kids to school, oh, shit. Did I leave the pillow on him? If you've been following the news at all, Justice Scalia died. And subsequently, after his announcement of his death, the song Ding Dong, The Wicked Witch is Dead on YouTube skyrocketed. But one of the things was that apparently when they found him, he had a pillow on his head. And so that's kind of where that tweet comes from. So just so if you're watching this in archive later on or listen to this in archive later on, you'll understand what the reference point is there. So Connie, your thoughts?
About Scalia or the pillow?
Yeah. Either one.
Yeah. Thank God for the pillow. I believed in a God.
Maybe they should take that pillow into custody. I'm just saying.
Or I know. I question evil ducks made that pillow. The quail. He was on a quail hunt actually on a private farm.
Yeah, he was
ranch, and so I think that I think that the quail did it.
Yeah, they said he wasn't alone. You know, his wife wasn't there. Somebody was there with him. Just saying, you know, it could have been a guy, could have been a girl. Who knows? Yeah. Little pillow play.
It's very hush hush.
Yeah. Oscar, your thoughts.
Well, do we know what kind of pillow it was?
Good question. I do not know.
No, I really don't have any. I mean. No.
Okay.
Well, if it's memory foam, we could kick it in for questioning.
Yeah. Yeah. What were you doing on his head? Nothing, just sitting here.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think someone kind of confused, like, you know, rough talk and pillow talk. Got into a whole mess, and you know, it was real embarrassing, and I got out of there, and you know. Yeah.
Smells like D minor, or underscore minor says, thank you for your comment. He says, deport the pillow.
Of course. You know, it's probably a Muslim pillow. You know, it all makes sense.
Dawkins Dog says, it was a duck feather pillow. He was feeling down in the mouth when he died.
Oh, thank you. Smells like E minor. I was just trying to think of what to say about that. Hello.
Hello, Ghost Town.
Yes. Oh, God. These titles tonight are writing themselves, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming. Again, Oscar, where can they find your channel?
Just go on YouTube and search for Oscar Jungo.
All right. There you go. All right. And I will be back here next week for our OK Let's Talk segment. Actually, we do have a talking point. We're going to be talking about exorcisms. And what kind of garbage they really are. So come and join us then. We don't have a show title for that one yet, but there's the premise.
Nobody likes to exercise.
No one likes to exercise. I hate exercising. I get sweaty when I exercise. Yeah, oh, exorcisms. It's exorcisms and exercise. Okay. It's a good thing because my treadmill's on the fritz. All right. We'll be back here next week. Until then, this has been Packer Pokes that we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.